I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you based out of?
Actually, I'm based out of Dallas, Texas.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about immigration as it regards when you first heard about the story. What did you think?
Well, you know, it just really kind of is not surprising because considering the number of laws that have been cropping up in various states in the past few years. But what was a little surprising was that, it seemed to go a little bit farther than some of the other state laws, in particular where it did require this sort of reporting for schools. That's not something we've seen in other state laws, immigration laws that have been enacted in the past few years.
Some lawmakers in Alabama believe that taxpayers deserve an accurate assessment in how much they pay to educate the children of illegal immigrants. What's the legal basis of that?
I'm sorry, what is the legal basis
of
that?
Yeah, is that something that could hold up in court?
Well, there is a challenge to that, and one of the basis for the challenge is it constitutional with respect to the Equal Protection Law? Because the Equal Protection Law, at least the Supreme Court has determined since 1982, that an education to undocumented children is also required in order to avoid the violation of the Equal Protection Law. So basically, while there might be a compelling interest for the state to find out this information in terms of what is the cost of a free education to undocumented students, the state could not go any further to say that we can now, because of the cost, deny education. So I'm not quite sure what the connection would be for the state to go to that, to be able to find that information, and then what would be the end result of that.
And do we have federal and state laws that contradict each other? And I ask this because the federal McKinney-Vento Act prohibits public schools from turning away homeless or migrant children who lack birth certificates or proof of residency, yet their parents aren't allowed to be in this country unless they have the proper documents.
Right, yes. I mean, certainly that is a conflicting... there's some conflicts in the laws there, even on a federal level. However, I guess there's some policy decisions that aren't being made with respect to what, if we have people here who are, of course, unauthorized to be here, but they're here anyway, or their children are here, or even born here, do we want to not allow those children to be in schools as well? So there's policy decisions there that are being made.
Well,
there's
been a huge tug of war, I'm sure, that you're aware of those who say, hey, these folks are here, let's grant them amnesty and make them citizens. And there's others who say our borders should be shut down and we have rules against illegal immigrants and they should be sent back. And I guess until those issues are settled, we're always going to have conflict here.
I would agree, exactly. So there is really, in my mind, a need for these issues to be considered comprehensively. As you mentioned, border control, and also what are we going to do with the status of those who are already in the United States.
Do you think this Alabama law should be changed?
My opinion is that the federal rules, do have supremacy in terms of immigration rules. So while there might be if you're referring to the school issue, I don't see how this would actually benefit Alabama citizens to have this kind of rule for schools.
And it looks like this could affect funding for the school in one way or another.
In some cases it might.
All right. Well, this is an interesting story that we'll continue to follow. Ad Badmus is an immigration attorney from Texas. Thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thank you, Tom.